The Act's sponsors, Congressman John Sarbanes of Maryland and Jerry Connolly of Virginia, wanted to know how agencies were applying the law. So Connolly says they asked the Congressional Research Service to find out.
It's the first fairly comprehensive look, and it shows some real progress. It also shows, frankly, some agencies that are way behind the eight ball that need to really step up their efforts.
The lawmakers applaud the Agriculture Department, Patent and Trademark Office, and General Services Administration for growing strong telework programs. But the needs improvement list is longer. Connolly says the Department of Veterans Affairs tops it.
Veterans Affairs has classified 87.5% of its workforce as ineligible for telework and does not track the number of employees who do telework or the total number of labor hours. That's unacceptable. There's no way of then mapping progress if you don't have some kind of baseline from which to operate. So Veterans Affairs gets an F.
Agency officials say that's a bit harsh. 5 out of every 6 of VA's employees work in healthcare. Assistant Secretary for Human Resources and Administration John Sepulveda says they're with patients at hospitals or other healthcare facilities throughout the country.
But in the central office here in Washington, we have a significant percentage that we believe would be eligible.
Employees there agree. Some at the Board of Veterans Appeals have filed a grievance against the agency for failing to expand telework. Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf, who's another sponsor of the Telework Act, has asked VA Secretary Eric Shinseki to explain. Sepulveda thinks the problem is that the agency hasn't sold its managers on telework.
I think we need to do a lot more to educate our managers and supervisors to get them to shift their paradigm around telework. The important thing is that we've started that process, but we've got more to do.
Even where agencies tell employees that they're eligible to telework, many workers don't. At the Department of Education, nearly everyone has a job that could be done outside the office. But officials told CRS just 2/3 of their employees telework. Chief Human Capital Officer Robert Bug says sometimes managers have good reasons, like poor performance, for keeping a close eye on employees. But most of the time, he says, they don't.
We took it upon ourselves to develop a communication strategy so that we got, hopefully everybody, employees, supervisors, managers, and senior leadership, on the same page as to what telework is and what it isn't. And we had those conversations, and you'd be really surprised at some of the commentary that we got from our senior leaders on down.
Bug says those conversations have chipped away at the misgivings. To Connolly, the survey results indicate the agencies need to have more of those talks and follow them up with action.
Hire a champion who's high profile and has authority. Make sure that the agency head or the secretary, cabinet secretary, publicly gets behind this and lets managers know, I'm going to hold you accountable in your evaluation for the implementation of a robust telework program. That's how it gets taken seriously. You know, things get done that get measured.
At the VA, John Sepulveda says he'll use his leadership position to push telework.
I'm the landlord in the central office, and we have 9 buildings in the VA campus throughout Washington, and we can't accommodate all of our employees. So what I'm saying to my colleagues is we're going to have to work on ways that you can have more of your people telework and have touchdown space. I do expect that there's going to be a significant cultural war and these departments with that notion. Mm-hmm. Because if there's one thing that people will defend to the end is their real estate, their desk, their office. But I think we want to leverage this real estate crisis, if you will, mm-hmm. and try to get more teleworking done.
Other agencies with greater real estate pressures have higher telework numbers. GSA recently implemented an opt-out policy. That's the type of action that Sarbanes had hoped the law would encourage.
Up till now, in many agencies, it's assumed that you can't telework and you have to sort of prove it otherwise. What we want to do is kind of shift that presumption a little bit and say, hey, you know, let's assume that this is a job that could lend itself to telework. And then if there's a good case for not doing it, you know, let's take a look at that. But otherwise, let's expand the telework opportunities.
He says the lawmakers will keep pressing agencies on the issue.
There'll be hearings. We'll bring people from different agencies. We'll get testimony from them as to what's working and what's not working. And then we can focus in on where to make improvements. So we're definitely going to keep this front and center in terms of our interest and attention.
The law requires the Office of Personnel Management to make a progress report to Congress in June. Sarbanes and Connolly have written to OPM about CRS's findings. A senior official says OPM plans to work with agency telework managing officers to address them. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.